people say ain't no good, and I'm crazy as a loon. Cause I shave my head in the morning, pick guitar in the afternoon. Just like old Chief and Charlie, I like to lay around in the shade. Well, I ain't got no money, but you better believe I got it made. Cause I ain't asking nobody for nothing if I can't get it on my own. If you don't like the way I'm living, just leave this bald-headed country boy alone.
What's up, folks? Let me tell you about our March sponsors. Let's kick it off with Blake Fluellen with Fluellen's Performance and Electronics Off-Road, based out of Macon, Georgia. My dude does custom fabrications, builds, and audio installs, wheels, lifts, and tires. A dealer for all major brands like Wet Sound, Super ATV, High Lifter. If you can name it, he can get it. He offers in-house financing and afterpay. And check this out. If you use the discount code TERRY10, you'll get 10% off with my boy. So email him now at sales@fpeoffroad.store or call him 478-747-2830. Or go follow him on Facebook at FPE Off-Road. And make sure y'all use that discount code TERRY10 for 10% off. Check them out now. That's Fluellen's Performance and Electronics Off-Road. This next one sure is cute and sweet. I'm going to tell you about Marcy's Sparkling Ladies. Just recently, my daughter and her mother went to go see my buddy Marcy, and she does this thing called permanent jewelry. And what they do is they pick out necklaces, whatever it is, bracelets, anklets, all this kind of stuff. And what they do is they weld it to where it's hard to come off. And it's supposed to be like this permanent, meaningful piece of jewelry between two people. It's the perfect Mother's Day present or anything like that. I'm telling you, it is adorable. Y'all please go look her up now and look at all that she offers. So go check her out now on Instagram and Facebook at Marcy's Sparkling Ladies. And don't miss out. She does pop-up events, and her next one coming up is March the 11th in Lizella, Georgia. Look on her Instagram and Facebook to find out exactly where. Go check her out now. That's Marcy's Sparkling Ladies. Y'all want to know who takes all my professional pictures and some of our videos around here? Miss Kelly Leverett. She has a company called Kelly Leverett Photos and Film. She specializes in all things photography and videography. She even does those badass boudoir shoots or whatever you want to call them. Literally, whatever you need done as far as video or pictures goes, she can knock them out. I've seen some of the stuff she does for weddings, and I know the stuff that she does for us here. And let me tell you, she does an amazing job. We're actually going to have them on the show later this month, so you'll get to hear more about them. So what I need you guys to do is to go look them up now on Facebook at Kelly Leverett Photos and Film, LLC. Phone number is 478-414-8387. Call, make an appointment today, and I promise you, you will not be disappointed. You need some construction work done to your house? I got just the guy for you. Need y'all to go check out Dennis Farmer with C. Martin Construction. They've been in business for a long time now. They do everything from demolition to pond digging, grading, clearing, everything. This guy is my dude. He's a good old boy. So give him a call now at 478-283-1246. That's C. Martin Construction in South Georgia. Let me tell you about my girl, Miss Erica, with Crooked W Consulting. She has a small marketing and design agency out of North Carolina. She offers small, affordable business solutions that tailor your business and startups nationwide. She's currently doing my new website. I'm telling you folks, you need to let her do yours. She's doing us a jam-up job. She also offers digital marketing, graphic design, and social Media Management. If I'm using her here at the studio, there ain't no reason why your small business shouldn't. Look her up on Facebook and Instagram at Crooked W Consulting, or text her now at 919-351-2084. Crooked W Consulting. Hit up Miss Erica now. You won't be disappointed. Let's give a quick shout out to Nobles Networking. Guys, if you're looking for a new internet provider, they hook me up here at the studio and at my house. If you live out in the country and you can't find nowhere else where to get your internet, or you're paying too much for Hargrave or any of that other shit, look up Nobles Networking. 478-308-0596. You are going to love it. I'm telling you, it works great for me. It runs everything here at the studio at my house perfectly. Hit up Nobles Networking. Let me tell you guys about the baddest insurance agent around these parts, Miss Jenna Carr. She's an alpha insurance agent. She handles home, auto, life, and business. She's located in Macon, Georgia at 3312 Northside Drive, Suite C160. Let me tell you about Miss Jenna. Not only is she just the sweetest, cutest damn thing you ever seen, but she takes care of business like a true professional. I love dealing with her. She's done got me hooked up with life insurance because, let's be honest, I'm going to need it. And every time I've ever dealt with her, a complete pleasure. So, y'all do me a favor now. Give her a call and go look her up on social media. Jenna Carr, Alpha Insurance Agency. And that phone number in Macon is 478-621-7065. Tell her that you need the same package, home, life, auto, all that good stuff that she hooked me up with. Let me tell you about Lori's Dive-In in Alamo, Georgia. I ran her ad several times now. She's been with me since I started doing this stuff. Even if it's not convenient for you, take some time, go out of your way, and go eat there. I promise you, you won't be disappointed. She takes pride in her staff, her food, her service, every single aspect. So please go check out Lori's Dive-In in Alamo, Georgia at 18 Commerce Street, Alamo, Georgia. Phone number there is 912-568-1945. Lori's Dive-In. If you've seen me wearing hats lately that's got DYH on it, it stands for Down Yonder Hat Co. Seth Bazemore, a buddy of mine, he owns that company, and he has sent me some of their hats. Let me tell you, I love them. I've worn them in a lot of my stuff lately, and I plan on wearing them a lot more. I've shared them with some of my friends. He has a startup business, and I'm telling you guys, you would absolutely love them. So do me a favor. Go right now to his Instagram at Down Yonder Hat Co. Check them out. They also have a website, downyonderhatco.com. Order some stuff from them and tag them on Instagram. And when you do, make sure when you make the post, you say that you heard about the hats and Down Yonder right here on the Josh Terry Podcast. Now, let's get to the show.
He's fucking up the rotation.
I did. Thank you for tuning in to the Josh Terry Podcast. We're in Nashville. I want to thank all the sponsors from the show, and I want to thank everybody for hanging out. Remember, tomorrow, it really ain't going to be tomorrow because I'm dropping this in the morning. So Wednesday, March the 15th, we are going to be at Live Oak, and we have a great show for you guys. So y'all please come out 2 to 6 between the performers and the guest host. It's going to be awesome. So please don't miss it. It's a free show. Just come hang out, have a good time with us. Just run some bar tabs up. I am so excited to have somebody on the show today. You guys all know what an asshole I am, and I don't keep up with a lot of people on social media. I have followed this young lady for a very long time on social media, and she just tickles the shit out of me, and I just love everything she posts. So I would like to introduce y'all to TikTok Mama 7.
Well, hello.
How are you doing, ma'am?
I am well. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming. I need you to get a little closer to your mic,
okay,
if you don't mind.
How's that?
Yeah, that's not good. That's fine now. And also with us on the show, we got Gypsy,
hey,
Damaris, and Miss Courtney, Barbie Barber.
Hi.
We still got to do a show, by the way. When you're not doing whatever the hell you do.
Shaking that yep.
Yeah, but this was not about you or the rest of y'all today. This is about me and her, and you guys are going to help with it. So appreciate all of y'all being involved. And appreciate, can I say hubby's here?
Yes,
I
just did. Absolutely. Yes.
I like hubby. And by the way, that shirt, I need one of my size guy.
We got you.
Thank you. I like that. You. I like that stuff. Hey, it looks good. You better watch it. I'll wear that son of a bitch. First off, tell everybody your socials real fast. They're already going to know them, but just for the hell of it, tell them.
It's TikTok Mama 7, and it's not spelled the cool way, like M-A-M-A. It's M-O-M-M-A. I'm number 7 because 1 through 6 didn't make the cut. So you can, on all socials, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok Mama 7.
There was already 6 of them when you made
it. They didn't make it, honey. They didn't make it.
Is this your first account?
Yes.
Original. So you've only had one?
Yes, correct. I started in March of 20 when COVID hit. I was bored in the house, and I was in the house bored.
OG.
Yep. I'm an OG.
What did you do before that, or were you a stay-at-home?
No. I was a stay-at-home mom when I raised my kids. But once they got out of the house, actually before, my daughter was the only one at home with the baby. She was in high school. I went back to teaching dance.
That's cool.
That's my love. That's my passion. I teach littles ballet.
Littles.
Mm-hmm. Ballet and tap, yes.
You think you can show me some tap moves later?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I got you. No rhythm.
We can shuffle ball change all across this floor.
We can do what?
We can shuffle ball change across this whole floor.
That
right here.
Sounds so complicated already.
From what I see,
can you two step?
I can two step.
Honey, if you can two step, if you can polka.
It's just a flip foot.
Polka?
If you can polka, if you can two step, yeah, you can shuffle ball change.
See, I have developed my own like drunk slow dancing.
I can't wait to see it.
It looks good.
Oh, you'll see it.
There's no rhythm to it. It's just literally me spinning somebody just a numerous amount of times. And it looks good at the time because I'm so drunk.
Yeah, I get that. Right.
It works for me. But when I look at the next when I look the next day, it's like, what the fuck was I doing?
There's no rhythm.
There's none. There's none. But I think at the time, I think I'm an all-star at the time.
Well, and you should. Mm-hmm. And you should. I'm the complete opposite in that respect. I am a perfectionist. Mm-hmm. And so I need it to be like, no, I need to know the steps. What are the steps? Two to the right, one to the left, two to the right. I need to know the exact science. I need to. It has to be perfect.
If you told me I had to do that, I would be miserable.
Oh.
I would overthink every move.
Oh, I don't know.
Really?
Absolutely.
Well, let's just drink past it.
We will. Hell yeah. I promise you. That's what I do anyway. You can tell me all the moves I'm supposed to make. I'm going to fuck it up.
You're not going to do them.
Absolutely not. You could just beat it into my head for the next 2 hours until we do karaoke, and I'm telling you, it's going to be horrible, whatever I try to do.
I cannot wait.
And then I'll be like, you know, I'm going to do it my way anyway. I don't even know why I asked. I'm pig-headed, though.
Mm-hmm. Are you?
Absolutely. Look at me. Do I look like I listen to anybody but myself?
And you shouldn't. You shouldn't.
You don't look like you listen to anybody but yourself either.
And I don't.
That's one of the things I love about watching your content, too, is you don't give a damn.
I don't.
Yeah.
I really don't. And that's why people are like, oh my gosh, where is your confidence? It's really not confidence. I just don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Amen. I just really, that. I give zero. Like, I don't care what people think. You can like me or swipe. Baby, if you don't like it, keep it pushing.
Keep scrolling. Right?
You know?
Exactly.
You get a lot of people like giving you shit.
Oh, yes. Oh. But I like to give it right back.
You seem like it.
Yeah. I get off to it.
I've never watched, like, I don't think I've ever seen, like, you do clapbacks or anything like that.
Oh.
Really?
Mm. Oh, I clap backs.
I must have missed it.
She does it in a way to where they want to say thank you after. Like, you're so good at it.
Damaris, I swear to God.
I appreciate that, Damaris.
You've been on this show more than anybody in here but Gypsy. If you don't learn to get on that damn mic when you talk.
I'm here.
I appreciate you, friend.
She has a problem.
She does. She does it so well.
Jesus Christ.
I need you to teach me your ways because I always get banned every time I do a clapback.
Do
so.
You?
I'm not so nice about it.
I clap back in my head and then I'll forget it.
No, mine are good clapbacks, but they get me in trouble and I get banned all the time.
I can't get away with them.
He's always telling me to stop. Really? My husband, he's always, I'm like, don't tell me what to do. But I do keep doing what I want
to
do.
I would be scared to be your husband. I feel for you.
Oh, bless it.
Yeah, you seem like...
Honey, God knew what he was doing. He has the patience of, I don't know. Oh, my God, he's so patient with me. Bless his heart.
I already like him anyway. But I'm just telling you, there's no way I would be scared shitless of you. I can tell right
now.
She's
got power. Yeah. I love it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I can't remember what video it was. You were dancing to some rap song. And I was like, she is fucking awesome. But she scares the hell out of me. I was like, I don't know whether I want to drink with her or run from her. I didn't know what it was.
We're gonna drink together.
We absolutely are. Together. I promise you, we're gonna have a damn good time tonight. You have no idea.
I love it.
So when you started, I guess, like, just like everybody else did, when during COVID, when your TikTok and everything started blowing up or whatever. Did you have any other socials or anything before that, or is it just like all just started from there?
So I had a Facebook.
Yeah.
And like my personal, right? It had nothing to do with TikTok, right? And so I teach dance. I had parents on that page, right? So I didn't want the two to collide. So I've always kept like just a personal Facebook, and that was it. And then when I started TikTok in March, that started off and it blew up really quick. Like I hit 1 million in probably 7 months. I started my account in March, and in November I was having my 1 million party. So that happened really quickly. So I jumped over, and my daughter's like, you need to start your Instagram like yesterday. So I started my Instagram, and that picked up really quick. But no, I only had a personal little Facebook page where my dance parents could keep up with me, and I could post, you know, about the events and get your daughter's costume. I need your money. La, la, la.
What did you come out with the gate with on TikTok? Like, what did you, like, fire off with, like, first viral video? Or what was, like, the your thing when you started?
So, January of 20, right before COVID happened, my nephew was going to UT in Austin, and he's like, Thea, come up, and we all went up. The family went up. We went up to visit, and he's like, do this dance with me. I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, this TikTok dance. I'm like, what's TikTok? And he shows me. It was Roddy Ricch's Out the Box, right? And I'm like, show me 8 counts. What is it? Da 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 da. Okay, 3 8 counts. Let's do it. So it was like, I'm like, yeah, I could do this shit. Right? And so, right. So I busted it open, and we did it in January. He posted on his account. I didn't have an account yet, right? So he posted on his TikTok, and it went viral. And I'm like, shit. Yeah. So when everything shut down, I was bored, and I started my TikTok, right? So I started my TikTok. I said, nephew, send me that video. Posted that hoe. It went viral. Mm-hmm. I was like, this my shit.
I fucking love you. I'm just telling you. I got to find one of you. Jesus Christ.
Told you.
I'm doing shit wrong.
So, yeah, I just posted it. It went viral. I'm like, oh, my gosh, people are entertained by me. That's some shit, right? Because it's just me being me on social media. So,
well, that's what I love about you and some other folks we've had on the show. When you're unapologetically yourself and you're genuine and you blow up and you start growing and you start making a career out of social media because of that, just being yourself, that's cool as shit to me. Mm-hmm. Not just doing trends or being half dressed or whatever on social media or whatever. Anybody can do that stuff. But being yourself, like having a skill and being real.
Yeah.
That's cool as shit to me. I love that.
And that's organic. That's what people like, right? Mm-hmm. They like the raw. They like the real. So I think that's just why it's done well.
What all is like, everybody's life has changed since COVID anyway. But like since you started TikTok, what has changed about your life?
Oh, my gosh. Mm. Well, I have to say how busy we are.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Like, I remember in the beginning, the comments, right? My husband, he's like, I don't know about this. I'm like, baby, don't read the comments, baby. Don't, right? And then it got the brand deal. The management picked me up, right? And the brand deal started rolling in.
Mailbox money started showing
the
fuck up. Honey,
the brand deal started rolling in. He's like, baby, he's like, you want me to hold the light here or is it there? You know,
we see it every day with Demarcus and James.
Exactly. Yeah, he flipped his tune real quick.
Yeah,
right, mm-hmm. Honey, because that. Can we talk about it?
8 seconds for how much money? It's pretty easy.
I think it's because Facebook is so much more personal, and you know, when you're on something like it's not.
Honey,
like,
yeah.
Know, or you may know them. A lot of these you may know.
I didn't. I thought it was my dirty little secret, and now I can't go anywhere. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's badass. Did it grow your actual, like, your business? Did it grow your dance business?
It did. No, let me explain. Because I feel like I teach littles, right?
Yeah.
Ballet and tap. And I feel like parents, people can be judgmental. Well, and I'm a little edgy.
Yeah.
I'm a little.
And you got to know dance moms, too.
So I'm scared. I'm scared for those two worlds collide. But now I pull up in the parking lot. I put my dance stuff in the car.
Yeah.
Right. And the dad's like, hey, TikTok mama. I'm like, fuck. You know, because those two worlds, I can't, they're colliding. And I try to keep them separate. And it's just like, it's a shit show.
Yeah, I don't like it. My daughter definitely doesn't like it.
Oh, bless it.
She hates that shit until we get free shit. Then all of a sudden she's like, fuck yeah, dad, make a video.
What are you doing next?
Yeah. Whenever Hardy was coming to Atlanta the other day, Gracie has never asked me to make a video for her.
It was the cutest.
And she was like, no, we're making a fucking video for Hardy because I want to go hang out with Hardy. And she knows that we have mutual friends. Mm-hmm. She's like, no, you're sharing some shit because I want to meet Hardy. She's 11 and she's an asshole.
She had all the personality.
We have those.
Oh, yeah. I mean, she's the best thing ever. Now, don't get me wrong. She's a wonderful child. You couldn't ask for a better kid. She is a bitch from hell already. And when she says that I got to do something, I've got to do it.
Dad's doing it.
So she made this cute ass little video while I was out somewhere. I can't remember where I was at. And she sent it to me. And I was like, Gracie, I cannot post that. There's no way. It looks like you're chugging beer in here. And it's not. She's just slamming solo cups. It's cute. It's cute.
Okay, wait. Do you have just the one daughter?
I have another one. This is a really shitty situation with her. Our mom's a horrible human being.
I'm sorry. It's that okay. Sucks.
It's life.
Gosh. That happens it's more okay. often than not, though.
Sure
it
is.
Happens.
Gosh.
It's okay.
Okay, wait. So I died laughing when I saw your socials. Like when we started talking, I went and I was like, you know, and you, the one with your, my daughter wanted these pants, right?
The Lainey Wilson ass.
Yeah, and then you're like, I would laugh my ass off.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that was hilarious.
Gracie's still pissed about that. She's pissed. I have not told this to anybody. This is what happened after the video.
Oh God.
I ripped them bitches, and
no,
she
not.
Got them for Christmas. I put them on before she ever got a chance to wear them.
Oh, you're done.
How did you pay for that?
I'm still paying for it. And the bad thing was the sons of bitches were out of stock. They're still out of stock.
Oh my
and
God.
I'm hearing it every other day because Gracie knows, if anything else, full-ass little white baby girl. Because she knows where daddy's debit card is. She knows where Amazon card is. She will spend my money in a heartbeat. She don't ask.
Oh.
I'm telling you, this child needs her ass whooped over and over again. But you can't.
But where'd she get it?
She gets it from me. That's why I can't even fucking get mad at her.
There you go.
Called me the other day to ask me if something was okay after she did it. It was an Amazon order.
I feel her. I'd rather ask for forgiveness than permission.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, but I feel her 100%. On that.
She didn't realize.
But you know what? She's going to be so powerful.
Oh, yeah. She's cool.
I mean,
that's
she
it,
is.
Friend. That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah. With her, that's one of the things that with the women that have done the show and everything and the people that I have around her and show her, I want her to be like y'all. I want her to be the baddest bitch alive.
And it may be hard while you're raising her, but honey, that's going to be a good woman, right?
It.
Like, she'll be a strong, empowered. That's what you want. It's just hard while we're raising them.
Yeah. That mouth is hard.
I feel you, honey.
But the pants, I fucking completely got off track. That's what happens when you drink and take Adderall all day. I took the pants off, and they were so tight on my fat ass that when I pulled them, like right on my fucking thighs or whatever, going down,
they stuck.
Crack just ripped.
Where did they burst?
Right in the crack of the ass.
So not on the zipper?
There was no zipper.
It was stretchy pants.
They wasn't that stretchy.
Never mind.
They were stretchy enough for an 11-year-old girl, not for a 35-year-old man.
Oh, my gosh.
I know what made you put them on.
For the video.
She pissed me off. That's what she put them on.
Mm-hmm.
And Gracie is, she's built like a softball player. Like,
she's cute. Yeah. She's
Gracie's built to be 11. And Gracie's got a big ass.
What's that like?
And she put on those things. And I was like, you're not fucking wearing those. I went full dad mode. And her mom, her mom, who's a saint, was like, you have to understand, she's got a big ass. You got to just get used to it.
And the more you call attention to it, the worse it'll be.
But then Gracie made a smart ass comment to me. And I was like, I got you, bitch.
Let's go.
And this is what's crazy. I didn't want to have TikTok. I didn't want to do nothing on social media. I wanted to just record shows, put them out there. That's all I wanted to do. And Gracie had TikTok before I did. And I was like, I'm never doing this shit. If my daughter likes this app, there's no reason for me to have it. I wouldn't even download it until I opened up my studio. And then I hired these three women when I first opened the studio, and they were morons. And I was like, I can do this shit better than y'all. I'm way more creative than y'all. Gracie was like trying to make her account bigger, just doing whatever she does or whatever. First video I posted got like 500,000 views, and it was stupid. My daughter about beat my ass.
Because you were,
Yeah, she about beat the shit out of me.
You ruined it.
Yeah, and now she's done got to the point to where she's like, she still doesn't think anything I do is cool.
Oh, no. No, she's not.
My child teaches me like I'm
when
a
they're 30-something,
she runs over me.
Mm-hmm. She's 11.
Yeah, she's
11.
She's mean. She's got the power.
How do your kids and your grandkids feel about it?
Well, here's the thing. My kids, none of them are on, well, they're all on TikTok except for one. But they're just watchers, right? What am I trying to say?
Participate.
They're not
there
creators.
You go.
Yes,
they're not creators.
It, they're not
thank
it.
You.
Yeah.
They're not creators. They think it's neat. Yeah, well, let me start off by saying my son's a pastor. let's lead with that. Let's just lead with that.
We believe in Jesus around here. I promise you.
I do too.
I'm a Christian. I'm just not a very good one.
Honey, same, but you know, it's all good. He says my mama loves Jesus, but you know, she's a little crazy. But the kids are all very supportive. The grandkids aren't allowed to watch me because Gigi's a little ratchet.
Same.
Gigi's a little ratchet.
You are fucking awesome.
I appreciate you. But the oldest one, the oldest granddaughter, is 12, and she knows what's going on.
Yeah.
Her friends know that her Gigi is famous. And so, but she's not allowed to have TikTok. She's 12. So, my son has four kids, the pastor. They by accident know that Gigi's famous because, and I don't like that famous. I don't think that. I don't.
Cold
but
friends.
People,
that's
right?
That's what it is.
That,
that's what
exactly.
I always say popular.
Okay.
I like the word popular.
I like the F word.
They're famous for different reasons.
We have
you know,
a lot of friends.
Yeah,
that's what I call it. That's what I tell my kids.
Yeah. Just, I don't like the word followers.
Mommy's
either.
Just really
I
cool.
I will not call anybody a follower.
There's
that.
Okay. Yes. Yeah, so my daughter just took my son to the doctor's office. Okay, and it says, she goes, I can't even take Alex to the doctor's office without them asking about TikTok mama. She saw the video from the plane recently, and I recognized him. We walked in, and she said, oh, our celebrity patient is here. So, the kids are becoming more aware of it than their parents want them to.
I always think the worst of every situation. I saw him hand you that phone, and I was like, he's saying wrap this shit up.
No.
I was like, oh, we're fucked already.
No. Not at all. That's hilarious.
I was like, oh, we're done.
No, but yeah, the grandkids, they're not allowed to watch Gigi. Jordan Googles TikTok mama. My oldest granddaughter. I don't think her mama knows that.
She
does now.
Do you butt heads with your son as the pastor because of stuff you post?
No.
Does he like it?
Uh-uh. He, no. He doesn't. I don't know. I don't look for...
Y'all don't talk about it?
Yeah, no. Uh-uh. Mm-mm. Because I'm a grown-ass woman. I answer to God and sometimes my husband.
And that's... She's her.
Y'all are fucking awesome. Mm-hmm. Y'all are fucking awesome. I'm in love with y'all.
She makes the rules.
Well, I just, I'm.
He's going to throw that goddamn phone at you.
I know. I saw that face.
What the fuck? Yeah, no, I saw that side eye. I saw that side eye. He's like, you better shut your goddamn mouth.
Yeah, so my son is a chaplain in the Army, right? He used to be a pastor
in
Austin.
Thank you for his service, man.
Right. Yes, yes, absolutely. And his friends, you know, like his people underneath, his platoon, I don't know what you call them.
His unit,
thank you, friend. His unit wants to do TikToks with me, and he's like, he's a pastor. Like, he's like, my mom's ratchet. Like,
go make him and then come sit
but
in
the class.
But I love
way.
The Lord.
Like, I don't.
I don't think you're ratchet at
all. I don't think you're ratchet at all.
I love the fact that you just do what the fuck you want to.
Yeah, that's.
I don't think it's ratchet at
all.
And
she's so classy when she does.
I appreciate that. And I, like I told you, yeah.
It's shaking your butt. It's dancing.
It's cute. It's expressive. It's not.
But do you agree? Like if. Parents, people who don't know you could see my stuff.
Absolutely.
And there's a lot of judgmental people,
but
right?
I think they should love you. If they don't, I should
because
hurt them.
You
but
can't.
They shouldn't judge you like that.
Yeah.
They
and
shouldn't.
I'm really involved, like,
the people that are judging you, are miserable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. It doesn't matter what you do.
You're
that's
right.
That's really what it is. It's because they can't shake their butt or have fun or just do it without worrying about being judged.
Yeah.
That's really what it is.
I read something a long time ago. You could have 99% of positive comments on a post. And you're going to focus on the 1% of bad shit.
Every time.
But at the same time, when you post
but
that, it goes
why even read them? I don't read anything that's a post about me. I've never looked at Reddit. I've never looked at anything. Because they don't know me.
Yeah.
I don't care about their opinion.
Yeah.
Like, the people that listen to the show, that download the show, that have made it to where it's at, I appreciate them. I love them. I respect them. They've gave me my career. I appreciate it to the bottom of my heart. But also, I'm not going to their job telling them how the fuck they're supposed to do it. So I'm not going to take their advice on how I'm supposed to do mine.
That's right. Yeah.
So I just don't look at it. I appreciate when they're positive, but if they're negative, I'm just going to automatically assume that you're a miserable asshole. And that you just decided today. I've never saw somebody's video and was like, you know what? I'm just going to stop and be an asshole.
Yeah.
I don't get that. I don't know what kind of person you have to be to be like, I'm just going to say something fucking ugly to this person for no reason.
Yes. And they even, not even
a successful person put down another successful person.
You don't.
Correct.
You don't.
It's always somebody that has nothing to offer that is the one that puts people down.
Correct.
So just remember that next time somebody puts you down, that is a less successful person than you are.
Yes.
So keep your held up high because you know what?
You're held up high?
Yeah, I've been drinking a few beers.
She's been drinking too.
But I feel it. I feel the moment.
I get it. I love it.
My thing is, you know, you love your people.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll say, well, you just don't read the comments. I won't read the comments because of the people that I love that are commenting that I'm not going to ignore.
Yes, exactly.
So you just got to filter
I get why people do it. I don't knock the people that do because I know you want to have a relationship with them.
But sometimes things are wrong.
You do. But at the same time, it's just...
I'll show you, girl.
Oh, God.
I don't want to be that invested.
Yeah, I get it. But like...
How do you know what the kids are?
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. I
apologize. Unfortunately, everything's looked at by brand deals by engagement rate. Mm-hmm. Like, they want to know that you're engaged with your follower, your friends, right? So brand deals look at what's her engagement rate.
Yeah.
That means me responding to comments, me interacting. You know, but not only are they ugly in the comments, they come at you on live.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I've learned this.
And in private messages, like, it means something to them to be mean.
Oh, yeah. So they come at you on your live, right? Like, they're ugly. And so I've done this new thing. Like, I'm going to open up the guest box and you can come up, honey, and we can talk about it. I'm opening up right now. Ask me if they come up.
Mm-hmm.
They don't come up.
Yeah.
Right. But I'm very.
To the point.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I'm very ornery. So, like, I'll be on live, and they're like, I'll be doing my skincare routine, right? Or my get ready with me, my skincare routine. They love that. I get, like, thousands of people on my live when I'm doing skincare. And I'm going through it. I'm showing them everything, and I got the water running, warming it up. People in my live telling me, turn off the water, mama. Bitch, you don't pay my bills.
Yeah.
I pay my bills. My bills are paid. And so I let that motherfucker run the whole time on my live.
You should.
Oh my gosh, I'm a grown ass woman. Don't come in my house and tell me what to do.
I love it when I'm drinking a beer on live and they're like, you're nothing but a drunk. I'm like, oh, really?
Yes. Oh, wait. Matter. You drink every day? No, bitch. Only on the days that end in Y.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hell yeah, keep drinking, baby. Keep drinking.
I've got like a one strike rule whenever I do lives. You got one time to say something I don't like and you're blocked. I say to the dugout.
Yeah, to the dugout.
You're gone.
I always say, welcome to the block party, baby.
And you know what my problem is? I don't catch on to the passive aggressiveness.
Yeah.
Like, I'll answer the questions when they're being a smart ass.
Yeah, I could see it. I could definitely see how you fucked that up.
They were being mean. Okay, block them. She needs a mod.
But I love that.
And I'm like, you know what? I'm done. I'm just going to go to bed.
I'm just a smart-ass bitch, and I forget to say
I thought
I
they were, you know, just asking a question.
But
they
that's
not.
Sweet.
That was not a question.
Yeah, I love that.
What's like some of the hate that you actually get, though? Because I imagine that you get some crazy shit actually
but
tossed
you know,
at you.
The sweetest person. I don't understand how people can hate you.
She's really pretty, and that's, you know, she's just going to hate.
Fucking sweet. Like, yeah. How can you hate?
Yeah. You're so sweet. Yeah, I'm sweet until you're not, right?
Right.
Same.
Gosh, I'm trying to think of my hate. I just don't store it because it's not good for you, right? So,
I guess what I meant was, like, you'll get some people that's like, this person's two-faced or whatever. Like, usually it's like a category. Like, somebody will usually be like,
oh, ageism is a real thing. Yeah. They're like, you old bitch. What do you think?
That's what I mean.
I get the same thing. You're too old to be dancing on TikTok.
Yeah. What do you? Yes.
I get that. My age group for TikTok.
I'm like, send me the dance I just did. Show me yours.
Right?
Yeah. Show me yours.
Tell me what there was an age limit on it.
Aren't you over this? And I'm like, are you not watching it? Like, what?
Yeah. I get that. I get that you're too old.
How old are you?
I do get
that.
Yeah.
I thought you would get the stuff because you're a Caucasian woman. I thought you could.
Oh, I do
you
get
would
that.
Because
you
post
that.
A lot of the
yes.
rap stuff.
No, you're right. You're not black. I'm not. Yeah. Are you serious? Yeah. Oh, they call me a culture vulture.
A culture vulture?
Yeah. This is culture appropriation.
Yeah, I did a terrible.
This is culture appropriation. Oh, I'm constantly doing.
I've never done it again.
Oh, I do it all the time. I do it. Oh, when they do that, I do it more.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, now so I do it more.
See, that's
I thought
what
I did something actually wrong that I wasn't
that's
supposed
exactly
to do.
That's exactly
what are you going to do?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I thought, well, maybe that's not allowed anymore. I didn't know.
It's
there's new rules.
Be yourself.
Everywhere.
It's
no
weird
rules.
Because there's a lot of black people that hate on me, but then I get
there's
so much love
much,
right, from the right, black community. Right,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right? Like, my son is half, my grandson's half black.
Yeah.
Like, it's, I mean,
I feel like it's
how,
a good 50-50, though, both. It's TikTok.
Yeah,
there's so
yeah,
many people.
Yeah.
So you can't, you got to see, like, you can't take the bad with the negative. You just got to take the good.
I
stop
do
worrying
not
about the bad.
Remember the hate. That's why it was hard for me to pull that up.
Mm. It's good that you don't
how long did
that
take, or have you
that?
Always been that way? Just to block it out? How long?
Always. Okay. High school, couldn't have made it through high school, right?
Okay.
Because mm-hmm. I didn't blossom till much later in life. Mm-hmm. Like, high school was not it for me.
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah.
Fucking same.
Was not.
You're what?
But honey.
That's good. I like that.
Yeah, he said he was the fertilizer. Yes.
I like that, baby.
It took me forever to quit giving a fuck.
Really?
It took me forever.
Like,
35 years
general.
Old
is
yeah.
on social media.
I was so concerned when I was young and in high school and everything else what everybody thought about me. Mm-hmm. So concerned that I was just so wrapped up and I was miserable. I never wore the shit I wanted to wear. I never listened to the stuff I wanted to listen to. I never acted the way I wanted to. I did everything the way that I thought that everybody wanted me to be. It took me till probably 27, 28 till I said, fuck it. And it's only in the past 5 or 6 years that I've made myself to where now I say what I want to, I do what I want to, I wear what I want to. If you don't like it, I really don't give a shit anymore.
I'm not for you. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I had a counselor one time break it down to me. You're not as important as you think you are.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
No one gives a fuck about you because they're too busy giving a fuck about themselves.
Yep.
That's 100%.
And when you rationalize that and you realize, hey, when I walk in this room, I used to be, everybody here is talking about me. No one's talking about you. No one gives a shit about you. But in a good way.
Yeah.
They're too
busy
giving a shit about themselves.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm the same way. I'm going to look at that mirror 10 times before I walk out of this place tonight. I'm going to look at it 10 more times when we get there.
Yeah.
I'm going to make sure I'm fine. And that's what everybody else is doing. They're too concerned with themselves. And when you realize that, it kind of gives you peace.
Yeah. Yeah. Perspective. Absolutely. Yep.
And that's what I dig about you. I feel like you kind of got that. You've had that for a long time though, right?
Yes. Yes. Absolutely.
I love that you can just fucking go out and party too. Or it looks like that anyway. It looks like you
yes,
are the life of the party.
I can't wait till later.
Honey, I am. But I wear him out.
Really?
Yeah.
That's right.
He keeps up with me, but he keeps up with me. But honey, I'm like, we got, he's like, I will go, like we talked about, like I go till I can't.
I'm
like
saying.
Till I fall out. It's not a little bit. It's all or nothing.
My friends hate me. I'm the same way.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
He's happy.
I'm
very loving. And
he's not mean.
He's good.
Yeah,
no,
he's
awesome. I don't get mean at all. Like
he can be, but he won't.
Yeah, yeah, you have to be ugly to a woman for me to be a girl. Like, you could even be like ugly to one of my dudes. I'm probably not going to get mad about it because they're grown-ass men. They can handle themselves.
Yeah.
If you're ugly to a woman around me, but also I wasn't like that until Gracie was born. I'm very soft about that now. Like, I'm very protective of women.
Yeah.
Bad. Damaris has seen me do
it
a couple times now.
Yeah, I was so proud.
Yeah, I get weird about that shit. Yeah.
Because you don't see that out of men anymore. You don't see that, like, protective, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
Like, but I look at it like this. I hope that one day, I got to make a lot of things right that I fucked up back in the day as being a piece of shit when I was younger. Because I was not a good person from like 18 to 23, somewhere in there. Mm-hmm. I was a bad person. I got to step on your dog again. I have to make a lot of things right. And so I want it to be where with situations like that with women, I want to be the big brother figure or whatever. Because I hope Gracie has one day.
It's
hope that there's some dude that loves her, that is a friend, that's going to have her back, that if somebody comes up and spills a drink on whatever that dude did that night at PBR or whatever, I hope that guy's like, you're going to fucking make this right, or I'm going to knock the shit out of you.
Yeah.
But also, Gracie is probably the one that's going to knock the shit out of him anyway.
Yeah, I love it.
I love that about her.
She's already got it. She's ready.
I'm weird about
that. She can protect herself, you know? Yeah. And we all can, but it's good to have
he's like that
extra
protective of me.
I'm glad he is.
Yeah.
You probably have to, though, with you. You probably get
constant.
Okay,
he is on guard all the time.
But he's saying this. I get what that is, the mouth. I can tell. I can tell.
Did you see?
It's just getting more when we go out in public about people approaching me.
Yeah.
Like if we're at a function or something, and just, you know, pictures. And I don't mind doing that at all. Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong. But it consumes me, like, and you know, you're exhausted.
It gets old,
like,
is what it does.
Right,
and you
want
to get them all, but at some point you have to have a point.
Yes,
you got to keep going.
Yes,
you
know? I haven't felt unsafe though, have I?
That's good.
I haven't felt unsafe.
I used to think when I heard, like, let's just use Eminem, where he had like one song back in the day, and he was talking about how like his fans would come up and aggravate the shit out of him or whatever. And I love his music, and I was like, this is kind of an asshole thing for him to say. Like I don't, but I didn't get it. And I still am not anywhere close. And I don't think anybody at this table is Eminem, obviously. Mm-mm. But I've been at places and had events. We just did the honky tonk nights in Macon. And I could not get a drink, walk back and hang out with my friends without somebody being like, hey, you want to make a TikTok? And it's like, no,
this
I want to fucking go drink with my friends.
Yeah.
Like, I'm getting paid to get on stage, introduce the acts, get off. I don't really want to. I made the videos so y'all would come to this event and hang out. I really don't fucking want to spend my whole night doing that.
Yeah.
And I imagine for somebody like you and the rest of y'all, I'm sure that gets tiring and people just don't see the other side of it, that it never stops. Mm-mm.
They don't. Last weekend I went to Bun B. I don't know. He's a Houston rapper.
I know who Bun B
okay,
is.
So he's like, Mama, you're coming in my suite. So
I just want to fucking go hang out with you. Yes. That sounds so fucking
I told
cool.
You.
Honey, we have a good time. So anyway, I'm walking into the event,
like,
and this lady stops me. Can you make a TikTok with me? TikTok, Mama. I'm like, okay, but I really just want to. Like, I bet
it's hard
I
to
took.
Say no.
Yeah. I don't want to. Yeah. But I really wanted to get into the suite. Right. But I bet I took 50 pictures from the parking lot to getting inside the suite. Yeah. And Roland's like, come on, come on.
She's like, I gotta use the bathroom.
I've learned to say no. But I've also learned to say no with stuff, but I've also learned to do the one and done.
Yeah.
You got one chance.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even if I look like shit in a picture or whatever, we're not doing it again.
No, I'm like, let me see it.
Yeah, you got to
see it. Okay, no, I'm not looking. I'm not looking at it.
Because
they're going to post it. They're going to tag me.
They're absolutely
going
to post it.
Yeah. I'm not paying attention to shit.
So sweet.
The stupider I look, probably the better. That's why I wear glasses out now.
What is it?
We went away.
We went away. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's cool
as shit. You've got to do some cool shit.
Oh, man.
What's the coolest thing or the coolest person you've got to meet since all this shit?
Wait, let me tell you about Bun B. So I went to his podcast.
Yeah.
Okay? And so, yeah, I'd say what I want to say.
Oh, yeah.
So I roll up like Ghetto Boys. Somebody from Ghetto Boys is there.
Yeah.
Bumby's wife Queenie, security for Bumby. They're all at the table like this, right in the house where they shoot the podcast. It was for LL Cool J's Rock the Bells.
Yeah.
On Sirius XM, and so I pull up and I get in there and I'm like, hey y'all, and I sit down and everybody goes,
sets peace on the
table.
Hey,
look. I'm like, well, shit. So everybody's got their piece out and they're, you know, they're down. I'm like, shit. So anyway, it comes back that Rock the Bells pulled it because they could not hear me because the DJ had the music up too loud. So I had to come back for a reshoot. On my way there, I stopped at the dollar store. I wanted a water gun so fucking bad. So when I got there, I put my piece on the fucking table.
Fuck yes.
Put my piece on the fucking table, right? Yes. I was so pissed. So anyway, I stopped at the dollar store, and they did not have one. I was so fucking pissed. I told Ben when I got there, I was like, I'm sorry I'm late. I stopped to get me a water gun because I was so jealous that you all had pieces out on the table and I didn't have one. He's like, you are fucking hilarious.
That's great. That's one of the coolest fucking things I've ever heard.
It was hilarious, but it was a good time. But good people. Like, I just love everybody, right? Yeah. Unless you don't love me.
Exactly.
Same.
I don't want to know that person. But the thing is, you know, when you meet people, like the bigger people, they're so much more genuine than you would ever think. They're good,
some
real people. Well, most of them though.
Yes.
And I wouldn't have, but they are.
Yes.
They're
really
good.
I'd say with y'all, y'all are great. The most experience that I've had, especially with
the men are
fucking trash that I've got on social media.
I'm not going to say who, but I was at a huge event in Houston. Huge event, and so many big names, right, were there. Mm-hmm. And they announced my name when I walk into Minute Maid. I'm like, oh, my gosh. They're like TikTok mamas in the house. I'm like, what? Anyway, so because I'm fangirling, right, at everybody there. Right. But Bun B's wife, Queenie, sees me and texts him. He's on the field coaching the game, and his wife texts him, TikTok mama's here. He texts her back, no, she's not. Aww. She's here, really? I'm like, oh, and he tells me that. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. But I have ADD, and I forgot my point of telling you the story, so we're going to move on.
I know, I'm the same way. I'll forget shit in two seconds.
There was a point, but I lost it. Sorry.
The proud moment for me, I'm not on the mic, but
there you go.
To see the bigger people fangirling with her.
Yeah.
Right? She's like, can I get a picture with you? They're like, no, can I get a picture with you?
Yeah.
I'm very humble.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't want God to have to humble me. I keep myself humble. I don't believe
in karma and Jesus and all that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, I'm not going to say we. I mean, they've been around them too, but I'm not calling anybody else out. I'll be the asshole. I've been around the people with the big accounts or whatever. There's a lot of them. I get so fucking mad at how entitled they are. And just how uppity they are and everything else. And you never know what you're going to get.
That's a turnoff for me.
It is for me, too.
Like, you are not what I thought you were.
That's a huge.
You're completely different.
Yeah.
So one of the things that really, I had to go to a, I've done one of these stupid-ass mixers, and I didn't want to go. Our management company was like, you need to go so you can meet people. And it's here in Nashville. And already all my friends are here and everything. So I was like, hell with it, I'll go. I will never, ever go to anything like that again. You had people that were playing on stages all over town that are super talented. The boys in this room are super good. They weren't playing at time, but it could have been them. Mm-hmm. And you had TikTokers or whatever. And I don't consider you a TikToker. You're a personality. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's what I always call people that are more. You're a personality. You could go do anything in this fucking world and succeed at it.
Aw, thank you.
You're not just doing trendy shit.
Yeah.
And when they had the mixer, though, you had these people that were just TikTokers that had, you could have had a million followers, you could have had whatever. It didn't matter. They thought that they were more entitled or whatever than the artist that was playing on stage. And it's like, they have a talent.
Yeah.
What the fuck do you have?
You're
you can do
a
trendy video that fell into an algorithm and you build a fan base.
Yeah.
You're not even doing anything original.
No.
I showed my ass a lot during that week.
Judge, I feel that way about myself, that's what I'm doing.
No, you're not.
Yeah. I do.
No,
but I
absolutely
like
not.
Very,
no, no.
You're not a person if you don't feel that at some point.
No, you are. Nobody else could do what you're doing. There's not anybody else.
You put your own personality, you do your own on top of it, but that's a
You know
thing.
What I'm saying,
that's
though.
A thing.
Yeah.
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 You feel like a copy.
Yeah.
Because it's not always your original. You know, somebody else
But most of the stuff that you do and everybody in this room is mostly original. Or even if you do something that's a trend, you put your own touch on it.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a difference in that. Instead of you'll just get somebody on there that's literally just, hey, this is trending today. I'm going to do this. That's stupid. And then they have the nerve to be like, I'm a celebrity. I'm famous. No, you're a fucking moron is what you are. All this stuff that you use, whether it's Instagram, TikTok, or whatever, it is supposed to be a marketing tool for you to build what you want to have in life.
It's your brand.
Yeah. And I had no idea that's what was happening, Josh. I didn't.
You don't until it's right there.
Because it was so very organic and, you know, bored. And so it just developed into that. But that wasn't the plan. You know what I mean?
And so much has changed from 2020 to now.
Yeah.
With the algorithm, with the people.
Well,
TikTok
that's constantly
itself.
Changing, right? Especially on TikTok. Mm-hmm. You can't keep up with that.
Yeah. It's always something different. You think you've got it, post something else and it's completely different. You have totally different people.
Yes.
You have a different side of the world. And I'm like, you don't know what to do. Uh-huh. You just throw whatever at the wall, whatever you want to do. And that's why I'm changing it. And I took time to figure it out. To do my own thing because you're never gonna have it. There's no outline.
Just
but
be
if
yourself.
You right, if you do just your own thing, something's gonna
you being you.
Yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm. And you're sharing it with the world. Yep. Yeah.
If you like it, you like it. If you don't, you don't.
Well, that's the only way too to have long-term success because you never have to like change you. If you are sitting there and you're always trying to keep up with everybody
you
else and you're doing their
exhausted.
Shit,
yeah.
That's what makes people like you successful. Is you're just doing you.
Yeah.
And you're successful at being you.
I appreciate that.
And that's what makes it work. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people that want to be successful being themselves. Sorry, you're not fucking going to be successful being yourself. It's, you're not different than anybody else. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean you're bad or nothing like that. You're just not entertaining. They don't even call the music industry that anymore. It's the entertainment business now.
Right.
It's different now. Everything is about entertaining. Mm-hmm. I even had to tell y'all before we started the show, everything that we say or do on this show is for entertainment purposes.
Yep.
It's the person it's listening right now, if they're not entertaining and they're not feeling like they're part of this show, we are failing.
Yep.
So like the stuff that y'all put out, they feel like they're part of it. It's unique. It's different than anywhere else they're going to see.
Mm-hmm.
And you could go to any app. You could go to anything that you do. You're going to be successful.
I appreciate you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Now, people like Carter Cross is laughing in the fucking corner over there. He's never going to be successful because he's a piece of shit. and won't shut his fat ass off.
I can't look at him. And, you know, I probably would have never started it if I had known what it was.
Yeah.
Like, I was on it to watch the oldest one because I didn't want him to have it. I hated it. I was like, I couldn't figure out why he was allowed to have TikTok. So I was on it watching him, and I was like, okay, we'll just try it. And that was it.
And you were in.
But if I'd have known how big it was, you know, I would have probably talked myself out of doing it. It's just like a mental thing with me, and I love it. I just wish it could go back to
COVID times.
Right. No, but yeah. But
definitely
no.
Not.
Yeah. And I was like, yeah,
I get, you mean good. Like the
want
normal.
It to go away. I just want it to be the way it should be.
Right.
You know,
well, you always, I have the gift of discernment. I can size somebody up real quick. And I know I've never met you, right? But you always came up on my FYP. Aww. And I was like, her spirit, like you. And I told Josh, I was like, I just love her. Aww. And, you know, I've never met you, you know.
Yeah,
but
no,
it's
no,
just.
I told him. I said, she is it. She is the real deal.
I appreciate
true.
You.
Yeah.
That tickled
but
me.
The feeling's mutual.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
I can't remember what you commented on and you said that you liked her. Because I knew that y'all two would vibe.
Yeah, yeah.
From the beginning. I don't
from
ever
the beginning.
Remember not knowing.
Yeah.
Not knowing
yeah.
her.
Yeah.
I think you're one of the first people I ever followed.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you, Josh.
Yeah, I think my For You page is nothing but pimple popping, ingrown toenails.
Not pimple popping.
Half-dressed women.
How many of those did you like?
You. I think that's what it is.
He said pimple.
And country music. And country music. That's about it.
And you.
As my daughter would say, it needs bleach. My For You page needs bleach.
I agree with you, daughter.
I
look,
love it.
It knows what I like. I don't know what to tell y'all. I'm either watching a toenail get ripped off or a fat ass dancing. I don't know.
Isn't that funny? And that's the funny thing about TikTok. They despite whether you hit the like button or anything, I've heard that it reads your face.
Mm-hmm.
It's your, and there's it so tell. Much more.
It reads your face?
Well, something like that. It
there's
can tell by your expression that if you like that, what you're...
I really I hope it doesn't know my facial expressions. On so many
does anybody, do y'all it's, understand
it's
what I'm
not,
saying?
Yeah. Yeah. Face recognition. Is that it's an iPhone same. Thing or is it Android too? Because...
Oh, I don't
my
know.
Android
I was
told
it's
my Android.
So, matters. For instance, when you're posting, old. Don't necessarily worry about your likes or whatever. Worry about your views because, like, for instance, I'm a barber and I post videos where I'm dressed very cute and women don't like that. So when I post certain things, their husband can't necessarily like it because if they go through their stuff, they can't oh, like it. But they can sit there and they can watch it over and over and over again. So
and
I just got 15 of their views, but I didn't get their like because their wife's going to get upset and mad.
You
so it's all about the views.
Got
it's
it.
Not about the like. So it's how long did they spend on your video?
Yeah.
I was actually telling her, it's engagement. So whenever you do something, make sure you spell something wrong. Make sure that you ask a question. Make sure you're engaging your people in it because those ones are the ones that blow
so
up.
So define engagement, though. I always thought it was like me responding
comment.
To comments.
That as well. So, like, for instance, like, I was told, like, if you have friends on it, so it's all about engagement. So I want her to comment on me. I'm going to comment back on her. You're going to come comment. And then it's all about having friends within and then,
it's like
and then engagement.
You.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're engaging with your people, and then you're getting other people engaged. And so the hate, like we were talking about the
mm-hmm.
hate makes you greater. So when you grab those hate comments, those are the ones that are going to take off. And that I thrive off of the hate because that's what brings me my people. Because the women, they're like, she's not doing anything wrong. I love her. Let's go blow her up. And that's
mm-hmm.
where that's where it just takes it off from there.
Mm-hmm.
You just blew my mind.
The women
so
don't
it's all
like
about
me.
Engagement. It's all about just asking a question, spelling something wrong,
but
making a hashtag. It's all about, like, for instance, if you go to your main page,
mm-hmm.
you can see hashtags. You
yeah.
see all the hashtags
right.
are trending. Take those hashtags, copy them, put them down on a notes
yep.
thing, and even though it has nothing to do with your TikTok, take all those hashtags and put them down and make sure you have your own hashtag. And then that's how it gets put into the algorithm. Almost all of my videos, when I'm doing that, easily within 5 minutes, 10 minutes, they're at 10,000. And that's how I've been able just to pick it up every single time. Unfortunately, I get banned a lot.
Well, it's weird with the hate comments. When you use those, you grab those, like you said, and make a video. In the beginning, man, those went viral, right?
Absolutely.
Like
yeah.
I would use a sound and I would respond to that hate, right?
That's what went.
And those would blow up, and then TikTok put a stop to it.
See,
especially for big creators,
it's,
they
that's innuendos.
Don't
that's
do
what
that.
I was telling
uh-huh.
her. Don't.
Stay away from that.
But now
innuendos.
They're letting you do it again.
Okay.
Do innuendos.
Okay.
Don't ever come straight after them. That's my thing. I don't ever come straight
Make
after them.
Vague.
So for instance, like if they're talking about, oh, she don't have enough clothes on. Guess what? My next one's in a bathing suit, and I'm gonna take the same song or a better song, and I'm gonna shake my ass just as good. And then I'm going to be like, how did you like this one? Or like, I'm going to ask like a really cool question in the bottom. And then they're all the people that, like, it's just up there. I'm not even worried about it. It's just up there in my thing. And I'm continued doing my thing. And then all of my fans and all my people are going after this
Absolutely.
Person. So then
Absolutely.
There goes my engagement. They might Every even be time. Talking about my dance. They're not talking about anything. They're talking about what this
But
person
it's blowing
is.
Your video
So it's
up.
Engagement. Mm-hmm. Yep. Hmm. Yep. So it's this the thing. You can't come after. You can't bully.
No.
And you can't, like, do certain. But it's all about innuendo. Same thing when I have my modeling website. I have a second job. I do things on the side. I have an after hours thing. And if you want to see me on the side, then you're more than welcome to. But you don't need to know what I do. It's none of your business unless you want to go look up all of my hashtag handles, which is all of my social medias. That's all. Yeah, it's all about how you yeah. say things.
Y'all are clearly way more informed. Don't touch me. Y'all are clearly way more informed than I am about all of this.
Yep. And then I go in and I follow, like, because it's all about, like, you can't follow too many people at once. Mm-hmm. And you also can't, like, have, like, you're following more people than what you have following you. It's part of the algorithm. So if you're following two people and they're not your friends, like I said, I go in and I unfollow and then I follow them back. And then I wait for them because sometimes these people I just know through social media. So I can't contact them, like, hey, yo, follow me back. So I have to wait for them to be like, oh, that's her. And I know it's not like anything against me and they're not like being mean to not follow me back. It's I'm lost all my followers. So you're not going, oh, this
person.
Well,
I'm at that point, girl.
Popular.
I can't follow anymore.
Mm-hmm. There you go. There's
right?
a limit?
Yeah, you can. TikTok. Well, TikTok does. They only let you follow 10,000.
I didn't know that.
So I have to go delete people to follow people who are asking me to follow them. And then those people that I deleted, Mama, yeah, you used to follow.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, shit.
I only follow people I like. Well, let's be real. I'm not going to follow you if I don't fucking find your stuff entertaining to me.
I don't find your videos funny.
But
the one person that says anything that's mean or wrong or gives me the weird vibe blocked immediately. Or like I was telling her, there's certain things like what you're saying, the culture vulture, things like that. I use my, and I know you have a lot of people, but that's like, you can go on there every once in a while and go through. You get so many comments, you're not even going to have to go through it all the time, but I use my privacy settings. So for instance, they were after me for culture appropriation. So I use certain tags that I knew they were going to, like my hair, certain things like that. So I use those tags, and like once a month I'll go in there and I'll read them and I'm like, oh, that block, or oh, those ones are really nice, except, and you can just see it, but you've got all the other comments. Mm-hmm. But then you'll go into here and you don't have to do it all the time, but it keeps you from getting overwhelmed with some of the
right.
crappy ones.
I stopped following new people unless I actually know you.
Yes,
I stopped. It just doesn't make sense to me anymore.
But I bet you if you go through your following, I bet you a lot of them aren't following you again, because TikTok does sometimes kick you out of following people. So
I
bet you if you go through there and just like, I know that's a lot of people, but he ain't doing something sometimes.
He's going to fuck you up.
But
that man came in here with a clinch jacket on and a pearl snap. He's about to fuck you up.
He hasn't even walked through the door and has first drink yet.
I know what I do.
Yeah. Oh,
we don't even have more drink for him. I feel bad for
telling
him.
You. Hey, that,
but
them,
no, just
them bald headed men will
and
fuck
then,
your ass up in a heartbeat.
Those are your people, you can just follow them right back. But that's how I've done it. And, you know, and I'm nowhere near as big as you, but that's how I've been able to get them back every time I've lost them.
What makes sense?
What do you want to make out of your following? Like, as far as the social media stuff, you just want to keep growing your business? Because everybody knows.
I'm
going to
ride
shit's
it till
gonna go away.
I have no plan, Josh. I'm flying by the seat of my pants. I'm going to ride this motherfucker till
the
wheels fall off.
I love that.
I have no plan.
The most honest answer.
Well, y'all ready to go do some karaoke?
Yeah.
Fuck yes. All right. So, everybody, drop your social media handle, starting with you.
The Barbie Barber.
That Stepmama Life.
Gypsy Under Supervised.
TikTok Mama 7.
And y'all don't give a shit about me, no way.
We do.
All right, well, I love each and every one of y'all, and thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me.
Coming all the way from Houston. So,
my pleasure. We love Nashville.
We're going to have you're fixing to really love it with us, or you're going to really fucking hate it?
I think we'll love it. I think
awesome. All right, well, thank y'all for listening to the Josh Terry Podcast, and we will catch y'all tomorrow.